Welcome back to the Expressive Boys podcast, a podcast about nothing where we get the opportunity to just go right on ahead and talk about everything. I'm your bad boy Expressive Boy, Brandon Thomas-Holy.
I'm your cute boy Expressive Boy, Caleb Tegler. It is my pleasure to be here with you all today.
It's 8 o'clock in the morning on a Monday.
We normally record these a few days in advance.
Few days in advance, but you know what? We're not doing this full time, so sometimes schedules mess us up a little bit, but you know, it's nice to have a nice early morning Monday conversation just to start your week off right.
I love more than being with my good friend, Brandon, on an early Monday morning.
Yep, and I wish I could say the same. Da-da, zing.
Zing.
See, this is what we like to do on the Expressible Pod. We like to just have fun.
You know what I mean? Cast.
We like to keep it loose, loosey-goosey. Anyways.
Well, my topic for this week is something I'm very passionate about, and that is time travel.
Perfect. And my topic is Gary Vee. Talk about the business.
First things first, that shout out we gave my brother, he listened.
Okay.
Yeah. He said, I was pleasantly surprised.
Okay. The backhand on this guy is strong.
And then I asked my mom about, because you asked your mom about the Patreon, and she said, I'd rather spend my money on something else.
Right.
I asked my mom about donating to our Patreon, and she said, I'll think about it.
Okay, hey, that's better than what I got.
Yeah, we're getting somewhere.
We're doing okay, man. We're doing just fine. We got a few patrons on there, feeling good about it, and...
You can go donate there, one of our tiers at www.patreon.com/ExpressoBoys.
Expresso Boys.
Which leads me to our Twitter and our Instagram, which is at The Expresso Boys. Go there, we post funny things, and we sometimes they'll do like little community things to get you guys involved. We could do questions or polls.
Yeah.
We try to do stuff like that as much as we can. So we'd love for you to go there. We love your input and anything else you might give us.
We got an email last week. I don't know if you saw that.
From Alicia?
Nope.
No.
It was from Jeremy. From a guy named Jeremy. And I don't know.
I didn't see that.
If he's listening, send us another email. Give us a little context as to who you are.
I did not,
because it says, just want to say that I'm a big fan and I appreciate your shout out, and I feel like I could add some good comedy to that fat snack of a podcast. Make it a meal. All right. Love you both. Enjoy life and
Jeremy Fiorito, who we shouted out last week about undercooked films.
Boom, there it is. Okay, all right, well then that's awesome. And I liked that. And I feel like I could add some good comedy to that fat snack of a podcast. He's going to make it somewhere.
Yeah.
He's going to do big stuff. I can already see it. That's what sealed the deal for me. So anyways, that's awesome. In the works too, we got, hopefully soon, we're going to do a nice little collaboration on either Discord or Skype with another podcaster that we met on Reddit. So that's going to be kind of fun. Yep. So we got some things in the books, people.
And I have a few little personal projects I'll be announcing here pretty soon as well.
Yeah, so we got some good things happening. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my life.
Should we jump right into my topic?
I think we should.
All right, Brandon, let's get a little bit serious. We goof around, we have fun.
Yeah,
but let's get a little serious.
It's time to put our serious pants on.
Yeah, put your serious skirt on. I don't know how to word this, and I'm going to be as polite as I can, but sorry if it comes out kind of harsh. Do you believe in time travel?
I wish you wouldn't yell at me like that.
Do you believe in time travel?
100% no.
No.
Yep.
Jeez. Okay, Brandon. Well, my goal is to convince you that time travel is real.
Perfect.
If you could pull up that document I made on our Expressive Boys Google Docs, don't read ahead, please.
Okay. All right.
There's just a few pictures you'll have to look at and
describe. I respect that.
I'm just going to jump right in. This one, this story here is a true story.
Okay.
It is called The Man from the Year 2256.
Hmm.
In 2003, according to the Weekly World News Post, the FBI arrested a man accused of Security and Exchange Commission violations. He was charged with making 126 high-risk stock trades. Every single trade he made was successful. Having only $800 as an initial investment, he earned $350 million through his numerous deals.
Okay.
After being arrested, he was interrogated by the police. Andrews said that he received the data from the future, being a traveler from the year 2256. He knew all the information about stock trades and took advantage of it. When asked, he refused to tell the location of the time machine in fear that the technology of the future could end in the wrong hands. The FBI couldn't trace the origins of the man before 2002. Remember, this took place in 2003. Nobody knows. Nobody knew where he came from. In 2003, a stranger paid a bail of $1 million for him to be released. He didn't attend his court meeting where his lawyer was waiting for him, and he disappeared, never to be seen again.
Okay.
Let's talk about that one.
Let's talk about that for a minute.
So, this guy, he made a bunch of money. Police asked him, how do you know which stocks to invest in? He said, I'm from the future. They said, we don't believe you. And then he disappears.
Wait, they didn't arrest, they didn't like give him...
Well, somebody paid his bail.
That's right,
somebody
paid his bail. So... Let me hit you with this. Let's play devil's advocate.
You're the devil.
I'll be the devil.
Yeah. Okay. I always said that about you.
So, homeboy hits a big time in the stock market.
He started with $800.
Yep. Worked his way up to $250 million. Is that what it was?
$350
million. His answer for that is time travel.
Yes.
Doesn't that seem a bit reckless to just jump to that?
What if it's true, though? That's not reckless if it's true.
Okay, you're not going to like maybe ease him into it and just be like, here, I got boys, sit down. Let me have a conversation with you.
I did not give a single direct quote, so he could have eased him in.
I don't know if I can believe that, because if he is, either way, he is taking a leap. To assume that people will believe time travel is what happened in this situation, I don't know if that's even a valid excuse. I don't know if you can use that in the future. I feel like they have to be smart enough in the future to understand if they're going to go to the past, then they are taking a big risk. And I feel like they need to maybe sign. I don't know if this is happening. Maybe we'll find out in the future. Maybe if time travel is real.
In 2256,
when we get there, maybe we find out, like, hey, you need to sign this paper saying, if you get caught, you got to take it, because you're just going to freak people out saying time travel, and they're going to make you look dumb, bud. You don't want to look dumb. And then also, let me add this to it. What's the difference there, 2018 to 2253? Like, I mean,
it's like 200 something years,
right? Yeah. How much inflation does that happen? How much inflation happens with money? How much is $250 million? Is it worth the risk? I can't imagine. I can do some numbers here if I wanted to find the inflation calculator, but what do you think
this $350 million is gonna buy him like a soda pop?
Yeah. What are you banking on? What do you got? Like, are you kidding me? And then that's also assuming that we haven't gotten our some sort of world standard
for
money.
We're not using the euro yet.
Yeah, exactly. We're not using the euro yet. So what if? I mean, I feel like he's taking a large risk for this. And then what are you gonna say? What the next thing? Oh, he's gonna end up living in 2003. Why? What cool thing was happening in 2003 that you would want to leave 200 years from the future to live in 2003? Come on.
Brennan, your puny mind, okay, you can't even start to comprehend what this man from 2256 knows, all right?
Yeah.
So all these wild accusations you're throwing out is really, it means nothing to me
or to my community.
Mr. Andrews, okay? My client, Mr. Andrews.
Also, I feel like, again, reckless to, I feel like this is basic. Like, has he not seen Ocean's 11? That has to still, Ocean's 11 still has to be relevant in 2253. Yeah,
it's a timeless classic.
It's a timeless classic. It's as good as Casablanca or whatever that movie's called.
It's the next Forrest Gump. That's what everybody said.
How did he not think to himself, hey, how many stocks did he go positive with? 126. High-risk stock trades, again, tying into my point of recklessness, at what point do you you strike big with 126 high risk stock trades and not think to yourself, maybe someone might notice. You know what I mean?
But here's
so
the thing.
This is what ties into the back of the recklessness.
He's in and out, baby. He's in and out.
He clearly is not. He got caught. And then, are you so dumb? Do they not have some sort of like technological advances 200 years from now that will like just maybe throw up a radar, like a radar detector that you have in your car? You know, when you're like driving real fast. I feel like they probably would have that in the future. Like, hey, the fuzz is starting to catch on to this. But again, I think any common sense would say 126 high risk stock trades that are a success. Maybe you throw in an L. You know what I mean?
You're sounding like you're pretty convinced that this is true, Brent.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think this is reckless behavior that he did.
So you think he just lied?
I think he just lied.
How did he know?
I think he knew that he would be on the Expresso Boys podcast. So he made up some fib.
No, I didn't think of it that way.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay, but let me play the devil's advocate to the devil's advocate, okay?
Two wrongs make a right.
Amen, brother. If you're saying he made all this up, how did he know exactly which 126 stocks to invest in is my question. And how did he get every single one?
He clearly had a lot of connections on LinkedIn.
Oh.
And he was LinkedIn premium, so he can send those messages over for just the cost of one credit to some high-profile people.
As a great man once said, you do not have enough credits. That's Watto.
That's Watto. I'd say, yeah, that's what I would say. You can't listen.
You think you got all this information from LinkedIn?
Yeah. Clearly, Jeff Weiner is involved in this as well. The founder and CEO of LinkedIn. There's no chance that he's not. There's no chance that his paws are clean of this, for sure. So I'm going to say that he had a lot of really great connections on LinkedIn. And wait, what's his name?
It was something Andrews. I have it here somewhere. It was Andrew Carlson.
How do you spell it?
C-A-R-L-S-O-N.
Okay. Andrew Carlson on LinkedIn, Senior Director, Marketing Executive, and Digital Transformation, Business-to-Business Data and Analytics. Here you go. Finance and M&A with a master's bachelor degree. You don't think this is our guy?
Okay.
He says he has 20 years of experience doing this.
Let's go 20 years back. Okay.
Okay.
What year is it? That's 1998.
Okay.
The police, who are professionals, could not trace him back past 2002.
Your Honor, I have to object because that's a biased statement. Your dad is a cop. Oh. I don't have to agree with that.
My dad wasn't born 20 years ago.
That's true. That's very true.
He's a trained observer. Not my dad, the police in general.
Okay.
And so what I'm saying is that they must have done a little more research than the bad boy, Expresso Boy.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I'm pretty good.
Okay, Brandon. If that one didn't convince you,
all right,
take a look at this next picture.
I did look at this one.
The 1940s time traveler.
Yep.
Describe this picture to the people.
We have clearly a set.
A set?
Yeah, a set designed by professionals.
Let me describe this picture. This is a candid snapshot that was taken in 1940, okay, of people in suits, ties, hats. They got their little skirts on.
The men do.
The men have their skirts on. Everybody's in normal 1940 garb, as some would describe, except there's one man in the middle who's wearing these like thick sunglasses. He's got like a hoodie sweatshirt on and some kind of box logo t-shirt, which as far as I'm concerned is not 1940s garb.
Fashion forward.
Okay. You think this man was just fashion forward?
You want to hear my rebuttal on this?
Yeah,
I'm just
go ahead,
for the
devil.
Sake of argument, I'm going to disagree with everything. even if I'm convinced, I'm going to disagree with everything. First off, I love what appears to be the new movie poster for the next Spike Lee film, which
is
clearly
Doctor
what we're
Who
looking
season
at here.
300.
This is Doctor exactly. You'll also notice that this is Photoshopped because of the way that it is.
No.
Okay, but let's talk about Photoshop.
Okay. Talk about it.
How is it not? Why are we just assuming that this wasn't Photoshopped?
Okay, I'm a professional Photoshopper.
Yeah.
I did everything. I looked at the different files. I looked at every single pixel in this picture, and I can tell you that these are all one picture. This is not added. Post-production, nothing like that.
Okay.
This is all real, dude.
Okay.
This is a real deal. So, here's what I want. I want you to get in this man's mind.
All right.
Tell me about him. Who is he? Why is he there? I mean, if you don't think he's from the future.
Well, we have...
Why is he there?
We have a whole group of people staring to one direction. Mm-hmm. Not the band, mind you. This was allegedly in the 1940s/50s. So we have everyone staring into one direction. They're smiling. Most of them are smiling. No one looks too serious. So they're having a supposedly a good time for the most part. Lines of cars are along the sides of them. Maybe they're stuck into a little bit of traffic. Maybe the circus clowns wreck their vehicle. You know the classics.
Yeah.
You know how it goes.
I've seen the Three Stooges.
You've seen the Three Stooges. So we're in some sort of fun-filled environment. As to what it is, I can't tell you directly.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this, though. He is surrounded by a lot of older people. Is he not?
Mostly, yes.
Mostly.
There's a few younger people.
Have you ever seen someone with their grandparents dressed exactly like their grandparents?
Me and my nana. Without it me being and my nana have matching muumuus. So, yes.
Have you ever seen it without it being some sort of fun gag? Maybe like maybe your classic 100 days of school dressed like a 100-year-old man gag.
I would say that this futuristic man looks about the same age as the guy on the far left of the picture.
Maybe. So, but here's my point. Mm-hmm. Okay. Maybe.
Look at
this. This is grandma and grandpa taking their nephew out to go see some sort of fun social gathering. Mm-hmm. And he's in a phase.
This is a grown man, not a child. This man has an established life.
So we think, well, could this not? What if he has some sort of mental disorder? And we don't even know if that's a hoodie.
What do you mean?
What if that's a cardigan? It's a hoodie, dude. What if it's a cardigan?
Look behind his neck. There's a hood.
I'm looking, and I'm not seeing any hood. What if it's a cardigan? Okay?
Still, explain the box logo t-shirt.
You didn't have logos on the t-shirts back then?
No.
I have to disagree with that.
You think people went to a print and press
when
shop?
When did logos get on t-shirts? I ask Google.
Yeah, okay. Listen, you're coming up with a lot of fluff.
I am.
I'd say so.
This one's a tough one. I will be honest with you. This one's a bit tough.
On a side note, his glasses are pretty sick.
His glasses...
They look... You know, like those cocoon glasses that old people wear? Like the sunglasses that go over your glasses? It looks like he's wearing those.
It looks like... So I will say that's the part that does not look like the future. Those glasses do not look like the future. And anyway, they look like they are the ones that are giant, and then they all the way giant to like your ears.
Yeah, but those weren't in the 1940s.
Sure they were. Why not?
So confident.
Yeah.
Sure they were.
Why wouldn't they be? Come on.
All right, Brandon. Let me read you this next story.
All right.
In 19...
Let me just say, you won that one. I won the first
one. Okay. So we're 1-1.
We're 1-1.
Okay. In 1950, a 20-year-old man with mutton chops, sideburns, and Victorian-era clothes appeared in Times Square.
I thought that was the one we were just talking about.
No. This is a different one.
All right.
Should I start over?
Nope. Go for it.
Witnesses said he looked startled and disoriented. Then minutes later, he was hit by a taxi and killed.
Wow.
The morgue searched his body and found items in his pocket that showed no signs of aging. A copper token for a beer worth 5 cents with the name of an unknown saloon. A bill for the care of a horse and the washing of a carriage drawn on Lexington Avenue. This location was not listed on any address books. About $70 in old bank notes. A business card with the name Rudolph Fence and an address on Fifth Avenue. When the police searched for some data about Fence, they found out that the man disappeared in 1876.
So this is Back to the Future?
So this man came to the future in 1950.
Okay.
He disappeared in 1876, never to be seen again. He appears in 1950, hit by a cab, dies.
How does it... because of the old banknotes that had his name on it, or
they,
business card.
They found a business card with his name on it.
You ever heard of the drug LSD?
I've heard of it. Familiar.
You were taking it? I forgot your dad's a cop. We'll let that one slide. Let's just assume you haven't. Let me fill you in.
I have not.
Okay. Let me fill you in. I haven't done it.
Yeah. So go ahead.
I doubt I will. I don't think I will.
Okay.
If you offered it to me, I don't think I would. It sounds scary because here's why. You hallucinate pretty aggressively. Mm-hmm. And maybe perhaps you could be startled or disoriented while on this drug. And when was this drug invented? 1940.
Did you know that? Or
yeah,
you guessing?
I looked it up. Okay. 1940. Okay. So why are we not assuming this man was on a lot of drugs?
Can you explain all the items in his pocket then?
Bank robbery.
Dude, he stole an address book from a bank?
Rolodex, dude. That's gold in the 1950s. You kidding me?
Rolodex.
The thing that has all your contacts in it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's gold. That's a gold mine. They didn't have LinkedIn back then.
The bank is... Why are you always going back to LinkedIn?
I still think Jeff Weiner's got a lot of time travel on his hands.
Oh, so you do believe in time travel?
If there's going to be someone that's doing it, it's that guy.
So you're telling me this mysterious man stole a copper token for a beer worth 5 cents from a bank.
How much was 5 cents worth back then?
5 cents?
No. You could buy a whole hot dog stand for 5 cents. How much was 5 cents
people were buying houses
worth in 1950?
Yep.
All right. Oh, buddy. You're in for a whirl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let me tell you exactly how
tell
much.
Me.
52 cents.
This man's a time traveler. He just proved it. This man's... I'm 2 for 1, baby. 2 for 3, I mean. 2 for 3.
Okay, so wait. Hold on. So he had a token in his pocket for a beer for an unknown, quote, saloon. Mm-hmm. Seems like you're adding some words into there. Why do you have to call it a saloon? Why can't it be a bar?
That's what the article said.
Did it cost to, like, maybe hang your coat? Mm. Maybe it's to the coat closet for this bar.
Okay, I'll give you that one.
Maybe it was
I'll
like...
give you that.
Okay. Speakeasies weren't necessarily needed in 1950s, mm-hmm. right? Because the prohibition happened when? 1920s? Is that right?
Yeah.
So 1920s. But, you know, the fun and glamour of the speakeasy could have been around. So, perfect excuse to have an unknown token for an unknown mm-hmm. saloon. Mm-hmm. Quote, saloon. Which I don't think that's fair to say. Let's just call it a bar.
Do you think this is like an underground
bar?
Why not? He had a token for it.
He had a token. He may hang your coat.
Okay, I'll give you that one, Brandon. All right. Explain the $70 of old banknotes. You still going with the bank robbery on that?
Yeah. Okay, here's another
thing.
And
he only stole $70.
Sure. He didn't. He wasn't a big fix. Okay, let's talk about how much $70 was worth in the 1950s. Okay, you ready, dude? $70 in 1950, $731. That's a good day. Maybe he just robbed someone. Maybe he went to their ATM and robbed someone at the ATM.
Brandon, this is old banknotes. Who's carrying that? Okay, I've got both those points.
All right, I'll give you that one too.
A business card with his name on it.
His name?
With a name on it. We'll say a name. Assumed to be his.
You ever pick up something off the ground you thought was neat? See something shiny? In New York, of all places, Times Square? That is
a
not evidence
card
enough.
If
I've seen enough Law and Order, I know Barba would not take this to trial, okay? Because this is not accurate enough. This
he
is
found
not
a business
evidence.
Card with a man from 1876 on it who disappeared, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
All right.
That's only 80 years. That's easy. I can find a business card from 80 years ago.
Okay.
On LinkedIn.
Okay, I'm giving you a week. You find a business
my
card.
My next 30-day challenge.
That's at least 80 years old.
Get me to New York, listeners. I'm going to find the most old business card you ever seen.
Our last story. Please scroll down a little bit to that first picture. Don't go to the second picture, Brandon.
Okay.
There was a mummy that was discovered in Central Asia that is said to be about 1,500 years old. I want you to take a look at the shoes of the mummy.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me what those look like?
Old mummy shoes.
Now, why don't you scroll down to the next picture? Those are red Adidas Superstars. This mummy is wearing red Adidas Superstars, which means this mummy is a time traveler.
Okay.
Prove me wrong.
All right. Well, first off, the fine, fine shoe company that is Adidas.
Yep.
This episode of Expresso Boys is brought to you by Adidas Superstars. They were not around 1,200 years ago, 1,500 years ago,
yep,
even.
No, but this mummy was found more recently than that.
Sure.
So.
Okay, so here's the weakest argument I got.
Yeah.
Some jokester put some shoes on this guy.
That's a good one. I like that one.
Let me toss that weak one aside, okay? Let me bring it to a much more fine point.
Yeah.
When we look at the Adidas Superstar shoes, mm-hmm, we'll notice in the sole of the shoe, count with me how many threads, or not threads, but how many rows of thread
go across.
You see one. Let's scroll back up here to this picture. What are we looking at here?
I see two.
You see two threads there. Now, please.
Okay.
Allow me this.
Okay.
When we scroll down further, not further, excuse me, when we scroll back down to the Superstar shoe,
yeah,
how many lines are we looking at?
Three.
The classic Adidas three, right? Now let's go back up. When I'm looking at the shoe that's on top, I'm looking at, count with me, one, two, three, four. Four. That's not the Adidas three that we love so much. Also, if you'll allow me this, let's go back to the sole for a moment. Mm-hmm. We see one nice streaming white sole going all the way from front to back. When we look at the back heel area, we're going to see about 4 inches before 4 inches of leather before it gets to the sole. Would you agree? Now let's go back up to this picture right here. Wow. Let's look at that sole. Wow. That's about 4 inches of sole right there.
Can I tell you what I think?
Yep.
I think this time traveler, obvious time traveler, spending all his money on this time machine he's making.
Okay.
He can't afford real superstars. He's got some off-brand superstars.
Okay.
Because he wanted to look good.
Now.
But he didn't want to break the bank. Listen. He wanted to look good.
Okay.
But he didn't want to break the bank. And okay. I think that is really what's important here. So four stripes, that's not Adidas, right?
Right.
That's like Padidas.
Padidas.
He's got Padidas superstars on.
Okay. Let me hit you with this. Let's just say time travel is probably not accurate or happening now, right? Like in this moment.
No, it is.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
I said I had a couple projects in the works earlier, and one of them was time travel. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say that it's not happening actively now. Okay.
I'll give you that.
Well, let's even just take this back a little bit. This is a mummy, right? Mm-hmm. So he had to have been... This time travel would have had to have happened longer than, like, it would have had to have happened before. I can talk. It's just hard because it's morning. Time travel would have had to have happened.
I think I won this round.
No. I just can't get my sentence out.
Robert Stambler.
Our boy here would have had to have traveled back in time.
Yeah.
Hundreds of years before this very date for him to have died and been mummified, right?
Yeah.
Can you agree?
Yeah.
So, if this guy, it couldn't have happened in this very date. It had to have happened in the future so that he could go back far enough to where then he would be mummified and be found at this point.
No.
Yes. Brendan, no.
You're not a physicist. Like
I am. I have read Neil deGrasse Tyson's
book. I follow
him
on Twitter. So I think I am. You've I think seen I got some good beat tweets. There.
May I Let finish?
Me, okay, fine.
So this
Sorry,
had
I'm
to have happened.
A little heated.
Yeah, I understand.
I'm seeing red. I'll tell
this
you.
This had to have happened in the future. Let's just put him back in 2253 with our boy up top. Mm-hmm. We are going to assume.
Sorry about
you
that.
Have
Sorry
the,
about that noise, everybody. We're in a cafe right now.
That's okay.
Turned off.
Sure. I need full eye contact. So you have the nerve.
I have a lot of nerve.
You have the nerve, the audacity, and this sort of false boldness to tell me that Adidas superstars are still popping off in 2253. And popping off enough for them to make an off-brand version of the Adidas superstar?
I think... You're wrong that he had to do this in the future. He could, let me say this, okay. A man today could be wearing these off-brand Adidas superstars, and he could say, I did it. My time machine is here. I'm done.
Right.
He goes back in time 1,500 years.
Okay.
He's mummified. Or he dies, right?
Because yep.
maybe his time machine didn't work in the past because there's not enough electricity. Who knows?
Okay.
There's a lot of variables that I don't want to get into right now. But he could have died 1,500 years ago. His wherever in Central Asia, okay, 1,500 years ago. Bye. We find him today. So okay. who knows? The day he traveled back could be the day we found him, for all we know.
The day he traveled back?
Yeah.
Wait.
If he traveled back today, let's say hypothetically,
yep.
1,500 years, he dies. Let's say today they discovered the bodies. That's plausible.
So he traveled back further?
A little bit, because he had to die, right?
Right. He had to die.
Yeah.
In order for this to work.
And that's really what this whole episode's about.
Still completely unconvinced. And what phony baloney is so concerned with his appearance? Okay, here's another great thought that just popped in my noggin. Mm-hmm. Why, oh why, is he concerning himself with any sort of topical brands when he's so consumed with building a time machine? If I was him and I was building a time machine and money was tight,
yeah.
I'm not really worried about the Adidas, okay?
And like, he's not. He's got the off-brands.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So he knows he can't afford the real deal, yeah. So he goes for the off-brand. He looks at these off-brand Adidas and says to himself, these are pretty close to the real deal. This will work. No?
This man, like I said, he wanted to look good.
Yeah.
Didn't want to break the bank. He goes to your local Payless shoe.
Okay.
They got all sorts of almost Adidas.
So we're not even like, these are not like your bonanza purchase right now. He bought these from a store.
Yeah.
Payless shoe.
Okay. So your 30-day challenge is to go find an 80-year-old business card. My 30-day challenge is to go to Payless and find an Adidas shoe.
Okay. Perfect. Challenge accepted.
So I think I convinced you that time travel is real.
No, I think we broke even. That's 2 for 2.
Okay. You're right. 2 for 2.
The point is, I didn't win again.
And if I'm at 50%, you round up, I'm at 100%. So you got 0.
Closest to 100.
All right. Well, that's it for this topic.
We did good.
Time travel's real, everybody.
No.
Brendan, what's your topic?
Oh, let me ask you this first. It's bright and early, just waking up, getting the crusties out of our eyeballs, doing our morning stretches. Usually our routine should be done by this time, but I wanted to check with you. Have you had your vitamin G yet?
No, I've not.
You know what that is?
Mm-mm.
Your daily dose of Gary. So for those of you who do not know, Gary Vaynerchuk, also known as Gary V, is a entrepreneurial beast. And I'll tell you this much, too. He has the mouth that'll make a sailor blush. If he was ever on the show, he might take the cake for Bad Boy. Expresso Boy.
Yeah. For Business Boy, Bad Boy.
Business Boy, Bad Boy. That's true. But anyways, he has podcasts. He has a ton of content. Podcast, books, YouTube. He does everything. And he's just an absolute beast as far as business goes. And so what I want to do in this segment is just talk about our week. What's our goals for this week? What are we doing this week? And we want to ask the question, what would Gary do to accomplish our goals? Because if you listen to his podcasts, if you listen to any of his stuff, read his books, whatever, he's the most like grind.
Yeah.
Inspiring person ever, though. Like, he's not just saying work hard. Like, it's all for intent. It's all for goals. Mm-hmm. He's got like ambitions and like all this stuff. And like, after you watch some of his stuff or listen to some of his stuff, you at the end of it, you're like, I'm going to take over the world now. I'm feeling good about this. And I feel like I can actually do it. And it's nice. It's like a Ty. I was telling Caleb, it's like a Ty Lopez, but actually believable.
Yeah. It's like a more authentic Ty Lopez.
Like, cause he's not saying I'm in front of my 14 Lamborghinis. But you know what's more important to me is knowledge.
Knowledge.
He does most of his stuff like either out of his Uber rides or whatever, or like in front of conferences and that kind of stuff. So he's not sitting in front of, I don't even know where the dude lives. He might live in a fancy giant mansion, which probably does. But He's not flaunting his money. He's flaunting his experience, and he's flaunting actual knowledge, not just saying he has knowledge.
I had not heard of him till yesterday when you... Actually, I had heard of him a little bit, but I didn't know really who he was.
Yeah.
So you told me to watch a few of his videos. I watched one of his on self-awareness.
Yeah.
That one was very good. I actually got something from that.
Like, actually, I don't think I saw that one.
It was just about how people are so focused on like being number one, being good at everything.
Yeah.
But he's like, more importantly... You need to be self-aware of what your strengths are and what your weaknesses are.
Great.
So that you can have like a team of people who can come and push you from behind to help you like with your weaknesses, because nobody's good at everything. He was like, there's people who are better than me at almost everything, but I'm very good at this one thing. So that's what I strive at. So he's like, you need to be aware of yourself, or you need to be like self-aware, which to me, I actually got like, we're gonna get a little serious. I felt like I was too self-aware to the point where I was ignoring my strengths. And this kind of video kind of made me realize that.
That's
very
great.
Good. Yeah.
No, yeah. I've seen, that's why like I really appreciate his stuff, because it's not, again, I'm just gonna use Ty Lopez as the punching bag here. It's not
Please don't make fun of Ty.
This episode is brought to you by Ty Lopez and his get rich quick
knowledge.
Yeah. But like he actually I don't know. I know that Ty Lopez does marketing. Mm-hmm. That's what I know about him. I don't know how he does it, because his whole thing is buy my $200 thing.
Yeah.
And I'll show you how I do it. Where Gary V, he actually gives you the he doesn't just like, here's your steps. Here's what you have to do. He does that kind of stuff where he makes you self-reflect and be like, what are you good at? What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? Go from there. Start from that point. There was a video I sent to the Mast Boys. And it was basically him saying, like, you need content and you need a lot of it. He's like, it doesn't matter. People don't care if you have your little craft, whatever it was. Like, quality is great and quality is awesome, but people don't care about that until they see you have content. And like, you just need so much content. He's like, if I have, he said his main business is like a wine thing. I don't know exactly what it is. It's like wine, not imports, but like, anyways, I think it was a family business. But anyways, he does wine, and he was basically saying, like, you have your little, if we're comparing wines, like if this other company has their niche and it's like all focused, hyper focused on quality and like the only the best and the best, it's like that might be true and that might be accurate. But if I have more content than you, I'm going to win every single time. And it's like that kind of little bits and details where you're like, that's very true. And it's stuff that it's like, it's easy enough to, it's simple stuff. It's stuff we should already know, especially if you're in business, but it's that kind of reminder of like, okay, wait, you're right. Like, I need content. Like, one of the things that Mast were weak at is producing content, because, I mean, there's only three of us.
Yeah.
So it's hard to really do it consistently. But we're getting beat out by all these different companies because we just don't have the brand recognition, because we don't have the content. So if we had more content, we'd have a bigger brand, and therefore we would have more success. And so it's these kinds of little details that he'll slip into you that you don't have to pay $299 for. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's that kind of stuff. So it's super inspiring in that way.
And it's very, a lot of what he said is just so like easily applicable. Like he said, there was one video I watched and he was like, and he used coffee as an example. He was like, if you're in the coffee industry, you need to Google search coffee. And he was like, look at the top 100 pages, look for a phone number, look for an email, send an email out. He's like, for every 140 something people you contact, probably one will get back to you, and one is better than zero.
That's what I love. And
it's
that's
so applicable.
And it's the honest truth, because it's not like he's telling you you have to send 149 emails or contacts or whatever before you get the one. But he's like, but what I love about him is he's like, but you got one.
Yeah.
You got one. That's a win. Like, that's great. That's perfect. And that's where it starts, and that's how it goes. And it's not like this whole scheme of like business is easy. I love that he says it all the time. He's like, this is not a glamorous thing to do. Entrepreneurship is not glamorous. It's dirty. It takes a long time. It's a grind. It's nonstop, but you do it because you're passionate, and you know, your passion will get you your success, that type of thing. But he doesn't paint it in any other picture than the reality, which is you have to send out 150 emails to get one response, or no, you know, that's not always the case, but like that's, he makes it super, super real, super honest, but the way that he does it makes it applicable and makes it not seem out of reach. So yes, I like this guy a lot.
Yeah, he's great. Really, really good.
He has a book too. I forgot what it is. I'll find it while you're...
Let's bring it back to our original thought, which is it's Monday morning.
Monday morning. You know?
Let's what can we do this week and apply some of Gary V's knowledge
knowledge
to our lives into this week to be as successful as we can. For me personally, like I said earlier, I have a couple projects I'm working on.
Yeah.
One, I'll give you a little sneak peek. One, it's a little photography shoot I'm working on. I love the idea, came up with it, and very excited to share it with everybody. But I need to, like, practically, I need to do a little bit more research before I jump into that and actually start shooting. So, yeah, I don't know, just focusing, like, I need to make sure I manage my time, because it's easy for me to get lost in YouTube.
Other stuff.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, just get distracted by other things.
Yeah. Right? So, practically, that's what I need to do.
Nice.
What about you?
So, for me, I'm in the hunt for a job that'll pay well so that Samantha and I can live in the city comfortably. I was still planning on working with Mass, but just at a different capacity.
Yeah.
So, anyways, as I've been applying for jobs in different positions, I've kind of realized that I want to do something within esports. And after I applied for this one position at the Golden State Warriors for like their executive offices and that type of thing. But anyways, it's an esport partnership management manager. So basically, I'm the first line of contact. It's account management for partners for their esports side of things. So if you guys happen to know anyone that works at the Golden State Warriors, let me know. That'd be great.
Steph Curry. That's his brother, isn't it?
Steve. So anyways, I applied for this job, and it got me super hyped up because it's literally everything I want to do.
Yeah.
If I get paid to do this, it's just insane to me. So anyways, I've kind of realized I want to do something within the gaming industry. Because it's not slowing down. Our very first podcast, we talked about how esports is a thing, and it's forever going to be a thing because the generation that's coming up only knows a world with only video games versus without it, right? Yeah. Like it's happening. So it's a growing industry, and it's going to be making lots and lots of money.
It's going to blow up from here.
Oh, it's only going to get bigger. So my thing is I want to get involved with that industry. After applying for this job, I'm like inspired to do something with it and try to get involved with it. So my goal this week, I want to try to get in contact with some people from, I mean, it's realistically it'd be awesome to do something with the Golden State Warriors, obviously.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I want to try to get in contact with someone just to figure out what the right steps would be to make that process kind of start and happen. And so anyways, I've been on LinkedIn every single day.
Stop talking about LinkedIn.
No, I never will, dude. That is the greatest website for people who want like jobs and connections. It's insane.
Yeah.
Jeff Weiner is amazing at connecting people as well as time travel. So anyways, I've been on LinkedIn every single day of the week for over the last like 3 weeks. And
you've been Twitch streaming your LinkedIn searches.
Yeah, exactly. Just it's me leaning back in my chair, just typing every now and then. So anyways, I'm going to be back on there. I'm going to try to contact the right kind of people, get in touch with the right kind of people, and just see how I can get involved. So hopefully by next week, we will be able to have a little bit more of an update on like what the right steps are to get involved with it. Cause I know the industry. I've had conversations with people inside of the industry, different organizations and all that kind of stuff. I have a general idea of what they're looking for. I understand business to business relationships because I've worked with, I'm doing that now.
Yeah.
And I think if I can just get a face to face and
just
flaunt what I know, I want to get involved with this. So anyways, Gary Vaynerchuk, you have inspired us. We're going to do great things. Also, what's cool too is it wouldn't be as big of a stretch to get him on the podcast. It'd be hard.
Yeah.
Near impossible. Not near impossible. I'd say it'd be like a 40% chance that we could at this rate.
Which would bring us even closer to our ultimate goal. Getting Ty Lopez on.
Getting Ty Lopez. because he does stuff like I was watching. If you don't follow him on Instagram, you should.
I will.
Yeah. So he was doing one podcast, or he had showed a clip of something where he was sitting down with an interview with some guy. And he was like basically saying, I love, for lack of exact terms, he was basically saying, I love being able to help other people out. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm not doing this interview with you because it's going to make me blow up. Like, that's not the case. It's going to help you to blow up though. And that's what I love to do. And so I commented on him like, that's awesome. You want to be on a podcast? Didn't get back to me yet, but
he will.
So he's the kind of guy that it's like, I think if he's in the area
of
Vacaville, California,
just doxed us. Thanks.
Oh crap.
Now all of our millions of people know, and they're going to be knocking on our door.
Gosh, dang it. Anyways, if he's in the area, I think we could sucker him into it.
Yeah.
Just to like sit down. Let's talk to you for a minute. And then, yeah. So anyways.
I watched a video of his. It was a Casey Neistat video.
Nice.
I love Casey Neistat. So Gary V was on a Casey Neistat vlog thing.
Yep.
And I'll tell you what, those two boys are so good. They're like so real, so authentic, and they're so passionate and amazing at everything they do, and it blows my mind. And
are you flirting?
I'm really flirting with Casey Neistat. He has a really good hair. I like his face, and I think he's a cute boy.
He's a cute boy, and I like his sunglasses.
No, but they're awesome. They're very inspiring people. Go check out Gary V, but not for the sensitive ears.
Yeah, it really isn't. I mean, he's got a real potty mouth, but he's cool.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode of the Expresso Boys podcast. Podcast is about nothing, where we talk about everything.
I'm your bad boy,
Expresso Boy, Caleb Tegler.
Perfect.
Go check us out on Instagram, Twitter, at the Expresso Boys, Patreon at Expresso Boys, or / Expresso Boys. Yeah. I like this episode, Brandon.
This was a fun one. Morning ones are good.
I'm liking this new little, fun segment at the beginning and a little more serious topic at the end. I like that a lot.
It's a lot more. I think, so long as the people enjoy it, I'm down to keep doing it because it's...
We'd love your input as well. So you could email us at the Expresso Boys or DM us on anything. We would love to hear you thought.
We'll do a little poll on Instagram too.
Oh, yeah. We'll
do that. That sounds good. Because, I think this is a lot of... I enjoy doing this because as much as it is being fun, I also like leaving with something new in my head or just thinking, you know how it goes.
Yeah.
So anyways.
We're thinkers.
We're not stinkers. We're thinkers. Well, I'm a little stinker.
You're a stinker.
I'm a little stinker.
Okay, we love you.
Anyways, thanks
for listening.
Thanks, guys. You're the best. God bless. Appreciate you. We'll see you next week.
Next week.